And we're back.
Yeah.
Week 14. Commercial Real Estaters here with the Nardizzler.
Yeah. The sound is definitely different, Bella.
Really?
We changed our setup in the podcast room. Right, a longer table.
It's very long. You're way down there.
Yeah, it's okay.
I miss you.
We see each other all day. What's going on this week with the economy, Mr. Mercer?
Well,
what are we seeing out there?
Initial jobless claims forecast 214,000. Previous was 210. And you've got new home sales. Forecast is 675,000. Previous was 661. So that's good. Ticking back up them residentials, them resis. Housing starts, 1.45. Previous was 1.33.
Mm.
Forecast, 1.45. So
more houses. More.
All right. Our new thing we're tracking.
Oh.
Bum, bum, bum. How much debt did we accumulate last week?
My guess is $4 billion.
Sir.
No. I'm sorry. I'm off. In 2 weeks, we accumulated $38 billion. So like, I don't know, 17?
I'm showing $77 billion.
Oh, gosh. What the? Why?
I don't know. You know, might have sent a bunch of money to Ukraine.
Oh, God.
$77 billion.
Well, something happened over the weekend and I didn't really look into it, but we had to do some express.
So it'd be interesting. We'll track this. That last one we tracked, it was 2 weeks. So when we track this again next week, we'll see if it's kind of holding steady week over week.
Makes me sick.
So anyways, we get that from the usdebtclock.com.
Okay.
It's very scary if you go open up that website, how the numbers are just spinning.
I need to admit, I've never seen it. I think I'd probably puke in my mouth a little bit if I did.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
All right. The Dow just continues to go. We will see 40,000 at some point here, folks. It closed out last week at 39,781. That's up 2.68%. God, we should be in the stock market right now. I wonder if you looked historically as you run up on elections, how the stock market performs. I bet it's correlated. The S&P up to 5,234, up 2.23%. And the NASDAQ closed out at 16,428, up 2.7%. West Texas crude closed out at $80.63 a barrel, down from $81.04 a barrel. So not much movement there. And the five-year dipped a little bit, 4.326 the previous week to 4.187, and the 10-year 4.318, and closed out last week at 4.202. So if you're out there locking some rates, last week might have been the time to do it. SOFR remains unchanged.
Yeah. We just locked in on a deal.
Mm-hmm. Were we index driven on that?
No.
I didn't think we were.
That's just a straight rate, but we did have index options.
Mm-hmm. 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 Got them options.
We had options. We had cards on the table.
Real estate stocks. Well, last week, the leader was REIT Mortgage at up 3% and REIT Diversified at 2.99%. Right behind it was REIT Office. Must be on the rebound. Mm-hmm. It's time to buy REIT Office stocks. They probably hit the bottom and they're coming back. People are trading them stocks right in between the wedges. That's what it looks like. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the 1 month performance, real estate development almost doubling everybody else at 8.55%. Real estate services is up 4.46%. REIT Mortgage is in third at 4.36. So, time for the term of the week.
Talk to me, Goose. What you got?
Well, we're going to pivot to this segment and have the term of the week. Pivot.
Pivot.
It became very popular during COVID.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like every Zoom call I was on during COVID, everybody's like, well, we're going to need to pivot and pivot. And then, like, we pivoted twice, so now we're back to where we were. And it's like, you know, you pivot once, and you pivot another way around. So people like to use the pivot.
Pivot. That I only heard that word growing up in football drills.
Yeah.
That is literally the only place I ever heard it. Now I hear it all the time in business.
Yeah. Pivot.
Pivot.
So I don't think I have to explain what that means. I think everybody's got it.
Hopefully all the bros got it.
Well, the big news last week, I would say, was that the Fed looks to cut rates 3 times this year.
Oh, boy.
I think the first one will be in June.
No, you think so? You got 25 on you or you have 50?
I think it could be 325s. I don't think they cut. They don't need to cut 50. There's no reason to, but I think. But inflation has cooled, although everything still seems way more expensive.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Kind of wish they wouldn't cut. I feel like we can. Like we're doing just fine. I think that's what's going to happen. So, but that will definitely start fueling more sales. Inflation.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It'd be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see what it does to the capital market side of things. You know, your regional bank lending will go down for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if the 10-year and the 5-year have it already priced in that they're going to get these rate cuts, but. So
it doesn't appear so because we haven't seen a lot of movement. I feel like our guidance from our guys at Hamilton have always said that they typically price stuff in pretty aggressively in terms of on the timeline.
Yeah. No, I think, I don't know. I really kind of wish they wouldn't do it, but I know they're going to. So,
well, if you call J.K. Walker over at Third Coast, he's always going to, I mean, he's got a really good feeling on everything, I feel like.
And, yeah.
You know, that's a, that bank's been with you through thick and thin, or he has, but that bank's great.
Yeah.
They're still fairly, not gun shy, but they're not really bullish on the lease up opportunities that we're sending to them for debt. They're like, the economy, even though all these market signs are saying, oh, things are good.
But I would say they are definitely, banks are definitely getting back in it, man.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the last two things we put out for bank debt were spec projects, and
he almost got rid of the
predator.
Yeah, he almost tilted there. He almost
got predated.
Yeah. No, you're right. We had tons of responses.
Yeah.
No. It's the most term sheets we've gotten in 18 months over those last two deals we put out.
Yeah. And from banks, and some banks showed up that I didn't think would show up.
No.
So
people following up with us, which is good.
So lenders are lending again, I think. And I didn't see a bunch of stupid deposit requirements to get it done.
I shielded you from one or two.
Oh, I really want to like talk to them.
Okay.
So if anybody's out there getting a loan, here's what you need to tell these people.
Oh boy.
They're going to come for you for your deposits. Yeah. Okay. And then what you tell, you ask that banker what their legal lending limit is for you. And it could be 15, it could be 20, 25, whatever, $1 million. So you tell that lender, say, I'll give you these deposits, but I want a letter signed from your, I want a guarantee signed by your president of your bank that you will have my legal lending window open for me to borrow from you. Because these bankers all want to get your deposits. And then they don't really, there's really nothing great for you to move your deposits and go through that beating.
No.
And then they could shut down their lending platform, which is where you're there in the first place.
Yeah.
So
you had that almost happen to us here.
Yeah. I wouldn't give my deposits. And then the day after.
Phenomenal banker. Great loan products.
Yeah. But then their bucket was full the day after we closed.
Yeah. No bueno.
That would have been no bueno.
Oh, the one I got was, I didn't get you involved because like this is, here comes the zinger. We need you to focus on some other things.
So anyways, ask your banker that is giving you this term sheet. They will immediately tell you they can't do anything like that.
Yeah.
And then you ask them, but you want me to fully commit to you, but you don't want to. Well, rules for thee, not for me, right?
Yeah. You know, but I didn't get any of the large deposit requirements from the relationships that were procured by our mortgage broker. Yeah. It all just came from self-sourcing people that you and I have talked to.
Yeah. Trying to get in with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Well, you spent some time down in Austin and San Antonio last week again. How was it?
Great. Love it. Booming.
Love it. Buzzwords.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I can't pull off a Trump accent or voice.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. Yeah, I just, you know, San Antonio probably needs, this is just my opinion. I don't know if there's any data or anything. If it had 5 to 10 more headquarter relocations, like, mm-hmm. you know, somebody comes in and brings 1,000 employees or 2,000 employees, they just had, I think JCB, the big British equipment manufacturer, is doing a big manufacturing deal down there. I think it's like 700,000 feet, but you get 5 or 6 more of those, that place is going to be on fire.
Yeah.
So
love the market.
Yeah. It's just filling in. Yeah. Good paying jobs, just good activity. Nothing really extreme. Austin's really weird. I'm still really studying it. It's been 12 to 18 months of studying that place, and it's hard to wrap my head around it.
You don't hear about a lot of people breaking into Austin, but
it's just every time I get on the phone with the brokers, got something there, it's like, oh, well, you know, ultimately this is a covered land play. I'm like, well, is 100 million feet of industrial here or whatever it is, a covered land play, all of it?
Well, you know, Austin, what is it? Austin housing. I saw this week. Did you see how their housing market's like
getting crushed? About it last week. And the Wall Street Journal's posted about it twice. Yeah, it's getting smoked.
So, and their multifamily rates too.
Oh, I bet it's getting soft.
There's probably some blood in the streets on the multifamily down there too.
Yeah. I mean, they're talking about giving out months of free rent and stuff. Mm. But I mean, when I was down there 2 weeks ago and then we drove through it again this week, I mean, last week, I mean, the cranes, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. I mean, the traffic is just in the city, not so much. I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, we're used to Dallas, but 35, I mean, God bless. Yeah. It's packed.
It's insane.
It's insane.
It's like I showed you that picture of Buda at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday when nothing was going. There was no wreck or anything. It was just bumper to bumper because there's so much going on down there.
If you're a tilt wall guy, though, it's not south of Austin to North San Antonio. If you're more it's not your product down there right now.
Yeah. So stay away.
Yeah.
I guess there's people building stuff, though, in there.
There is, but there's a lot of vacancy. And so some of the intel that I picked up is those rates on the big distribution product is getting real soft. Like somebody just caved in, apparently, this is all anecdotal, $1 off their quoted rate on a big space. It's from low sevens to low sixes. That's a pretty big jump on like 200,000 feet.
I believe it.
So you've got, you know, you get one or two of those and the whole dam is just going to break open. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, we own a lot of smaller spaces down there. That's all I looked at. And I mean, it's still hot.
Still rocking.
You can get the rates still.
Yeah.
It's just going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah. Well, we'll work the business plan and get it accordingly.
Yeah.
So, well, that's all I got this week. What do you got? You got anything else you want to touch on?
Nothing really. Looks like there's some things about Trump, but I don't really.
Oh, he has his deadline to pay his bill.
It just got reduced. He's got 10 days from today to pay. It looks like $175 million.
That is such BS, man.
They just, I guess Truth Social is, I don't understand his I don't know if he owns it or, but whatever that social media platform is, I guess it's going to be publicly traded.
Oh yeah. He owns it, I think. Or he's
going to unlock a lot of liquidity there.
Yeah.
But it just kind of feels like a witch hunt a little bit.
A little bit.
I'm not trying to be political.
It's an absolute witch hunt, man.
Yeah, it's pretty aggressive.
It's
just from a real estate perspective.
It's like it's made up. It's like they just made something up.
What do they call it? A banana republic is the thing that Rogan's been calling it.
Yeah. They just sat around one day and said, how can we just get him? Ooh, I know. Let's just make this up. Because it's really what they did is they just made something up.
It's just very aggressive.
Yeah.
And then there was another article on the U.S. Treasuries this weekend that came out in the Wall Street Journal. I read it. It is a little bit too highfalutin or brainiac for me. I don't understand the dynamics of treasury bond trading and all that, but it was alarming because we've issued like $27 trillion with the treasury since 2019. And that's a very large number. And that's debt. So,
well, the clock is ticking.
Yeah. I mean, it's just concerning. It's a lot of money that we owe.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, we've been fundraising for our debt fund and, you know, a lot of the, at least some of the conversations I've had, and I think you have had too, is that, well, I can place my money in treasuries and it's, you know, quick 5%.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when we're trying to get them out of treasuries.
Yeah.
We can make you mow.
Honestly, with what this kind of just made me feel a little concerned after reading that article. It's like, well, you know, everyone always thinks that's the safest place to be at, but with the load that's out there, is it?
Maybe they're going to lower rates because they can't pay this high treasury rate much longer.
I think that's kind of what that was inferring. I need to read the article again.
Yeah.
Not having three children on top of me, but yeah, it's just big numbers. You know, we have an equity partner that says, big deals have big problems when there's issues.
Yeah.
Because the dollar amounts are very large.
Yeah.
That just deduces that very simply. But
yeah.
27 trillion times 5% is a very large number.
Yeah. So, it's better when it's 4%.
Sure. Less. Yeah.
So,
yeah. But
all right. Well, go out there and have a good week, real estaters.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see you.
Bye.